This is Anishinaabe Way, lives, words, and stories of Ojibwe people.
Susan Zimmerman spent her early childhood at Hungry Jack Lake on the Gunflint Trail. A Grand Portage band member, she is an experienced wild ricer who has harvested and processed wild rice for over 30 years.
Yes, I'm a ricer.
Did you start out hand parching?
Yes.
You did?
Yes, and dancing it, and yeah.
What does that mean, dancing it?
Dancing it means that after you parch it, you have to take the hulls off the rice. And you have to work it with your feet in a container, or the old traditional way was they dug a pit and they lined it with leather, and you always had new moccasins for the dancing. And you worked it with your feet to get the, I call them little jackets, to get their little jackets off. Mm-hmm. And now I use a machine to do that.
Can you take me through the ricing process?
You have to have a canoe and somebody to pull you through the canoe. And I have always knocked. All the women I know pull, and I can't pull. I'm terrible at pulling. And so I have to knock. And it's heavy labor. Both jobs are big time labor, because not all rice is just 4 feet tall and you can just breeze through it. Some rice is 8 feet tall and very heavy, very thick. Mm-hmm. And you have to get that into your canoe, and so you end up planting a lot of rice. And then from there, what I like to do with our rice is parch it right away. Some people dry it on tarps. And I don't do that. I like to process it right away. And I think it makes good rice. People like it. That's the way I do it.
Okay.
And I parch it. I have a big parching kettle that rotates it. And it's a low fire. My parcher will take 40 pounds of green rice. And anytime you're talking about rice, it's green rice when it comes off the lake. And you lose about 50 to 55% of the weight of the rice in the processing through the hulls and the moisture and the worms. Did I mention the worms?
No.
Nobody knows about the worms.
Okay.
They're worms. They bite.
In the rice?
In the rice, yes. And some years are worse than others. One year I riced and the whole top of the rice in the canoe was moving with worms. Moving. I'm serious. Moving.
What kind of worm?
Rice worms.
Oh, specific to wild rice?
Yes, and there's two different kinds.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. And they can destroy a lot of rice. So in the years that there's a lot of rice worms, you get a lot of broken rice and a lot of fluff in your canoe. Hmm. And and spiders. One time I counted 9 different kinds of spiders. This is not a job for the faint of heart.
Now, wild rice actually plays a big part in the story of the Anishinaabe and mm-hmm. why the Anishinaabe live here mm-hmm. in this area. Can you talk a little bit about that old traditional connection?
Well, it's the food thing, and it's the protein, and it's what, as a food source, is what is so valuable. Plus, when you process it, it stores really well. So here you have a food that will get you through the winter when there's nothing growing out there. It's also one of the few plants that pollinates from the bottom up. The flower is at the bottom, and the pollen from that and the wind blows that pollen up to the top of the stalk, and it gets pollinated and produces the grain. If fall comes and I can't get out there and rice, oh boy, it's going to be a tough day. Seriously, a tough day. You get out there and the eagles are flying and you hear all these little coots, and there's swans and there's worms. But it's just, And you don't rice when it rains. You rice it on a beautiful sunny day. It's glorious. You're making food and you're having fun. I have to do it because my ancestors did it. Somebody has to carry these traditions on.
And who taught you how to rice?
Nobody. I didn't have anybody to teach me. No one I knew riced. And the only reason I know how to process rice is because of these elders at Bad River that I got to know. And I got to know them here at Rendezvous. And they were just adorable. They taught me how to process rice, how to do it. Bless their hearts. I have two people that I've taught how to process rice so that they can carry on when I can't do it anymore.
Do you want to share a favorite wild rice recipe?
You know, my favorite is just eating it plain with a little bit of salt and butter. That's my favorite. Oh, but you know, it's really good. Okay, it's called No Peak Chicken Rice. Don't cook it. Onions, celery, cream of mushroom soup. Lay your raw chicken pieces on top of it. Sprinkle a package of Lipton's onion soup on top. Put the top on and bake it in the oven for an hour. It's yummy.
This is Anishinaabe Way, Lives, Words, and Stories of Ojibwe People, a series produced by Stacy Droulard with music by Keith Sekola. Funding for the series comes from the Minnesota Legacy Fund and WTIP Community Radio.